we can upload it. You can upload it as
Okay.
you prefer, no problem.
Maybe I send it. I mean, it's not a very official document. Yeah, it's my personal compilation rather. But I will send you now
Yeah, but do it
to.
after this meeting. We can just watch your screen while you speak.
Yeah. So
Also
because
to
we please.
also to stress a point, don't worry in terms of numbers or whatever we will compile that we are gonna show or use later on in the process. We'll come back to you with what we came up with for validation before we show them anywhere, just in case we don't miss something for sure.
Great. So, we got specific questions, computing facilities. This is the first question, I guess. I mean, we would like I think it is sufficient for us to have computing resources of WLCG. Like, or more honestly, we haven't really thought about using other kind of resources. Of course, in 10 years, anything could happen.
So sorry, just to interpret, you are basically saying that you will go on with the WCG model. So the no is no to no to disruptions. So you want to continue with WCG model, right?
We hope, yes.
Okay.
And next software, okay. I think the question of this whatever this GPU heterogeneous computing, this kind of things, such kind of requirement may come also for the what is called TDAC. Yeah, I mean we may need high level trigger processors, and there we may like to use GPUs, for example. So the we I think we would like to perhaps save our money by using such kind of more advanced specific computing architectures, but we haven't really thought about it. I mean, for example, I don't know exactly what CMS is doing nowadays, but at least Atlas is thinking about moving to towards. I'm from Atlas, moving to towards GPU or maybe even FPGA for track reconstruction, even though we have tried a few times to move to that direction, which we failed. I hope that for the LHC, we should be able to save our money by using GPU, for example, for track reconstruction. Does it make sense? I mean, is this what you'd like to hear from us, or it's
Yeah.
basically saying nothing, but.
It's okay, but there is Nicole with the hand raised, by the way.
Yeah, I think in terms of the also the offline analysis of the data, other people have said, we'll have to move with what happens at the sites, but it sounds like maybe you're actively wanting this change, or was that just for the online stuff?
For the analysis, I also do not see any reason to move to that direction. I mean, for moving to GPU or this kind of things, the maintenance ability, is this the right word? I mean, is the most important thing. Yeah, when you update the code, you can still use the various. I mean, the GPU architecture, it should run, yeah. I mean, the software should run on the various vendors of GPUs. But if such kind of technologies prepared well, I mean, then we should be able to use it. What I mean is that we don't want to spend a lot of person power to adopt our code to particular architecture of GPUs. But my understanding is that our software technology is fairly advanced, that whenever we have a new architecture of GPUs, we should be able to adapt to that with relatively minor change in the code.
Okay, thanks.
By the way, I understood that you basically are triggerless, right? Also in your case, so there is no real
Not quite,
trigger.
not quite, not quite.
No.
It's the okay, triggerless. I do not exactly know, but for example, for the another EP experiment, EPIC, they use completely triggerless approach. Yeah, they basically send all the data to what they call echelon one, and then they process afterward. I don't think we go to that extreme, but we perhaps would like to select the events rather than just dividing the chunk of I mean, if I understand correctly, this EPIC architecture is something like that. You divide the time to every 600 nanoseconds, and then you see whether you have interesting event inside. I think we would be more driven to more conventional way. I mean, we would like to send basically everything to the high level trigger, but perhaps we would like to select events to save the offline resources.
Okay, because for example, that would probably be a realistic place where to put an FPGA. So you do you have a ready prototype of this trigger or
Oh, no, not at all, not at all. I mean, to be honest, no one has really thought about it. I mean, for compared to the PP LHC experiment, the triggering the DIS events is a lot easier. That is what we normally tend to think. And we just select the events with scattered electron. And then we select our event according to the Q scale of the scattered electron or the activity in the final state. And I think the traditional trigger should work. Traditional means that we do not select by the whatever the level zero or level one trigger, but we select everything in the HLT high level trigger.
okay, thank you.
That's what I think. I mean, the people may have a different opinion, but I don't see any needs of this EPIC type trigger.
Okay. Next one.
Yes. From which external process are you expecting improvements? I don't know whether I understand the question properly.
If there are any, this looks reasonable. We're thinking about any sort of specific libraries going from either GPUs parallelization to machine learning to also generators, for example. Like we can include external products that might you might crucially depend upon.
Generator. That is an interesting question because compared to the PP generators, the advancement of EP collisions in terms, I mean, the theoretical simulation of EP generator progress is not as fast. So maybe we would like to have such kind of more advanced generators of something like next to next leading order calculation and that kind of things. But I think in general, we will be depending on the libraries which are developed for the FCC projects. And that is the first thing we would like to use.
Related to the generators, if I may, so the I mean, discussing a bit with the other future experiments, the simulation, I mean, the generators part is not a huge load, but it has its own peculiarities. So, okay, for example, the precision you need as it can be a challenge. Like, the FCC says they need something like N3 LO to reach some of the goals. Also, the volumes of the generated events can be huge. And as you know from LHC from Atlas, for example, when we have these complicated next to leading block math graph, whatever simulations, they can be costly, especially if you need a lot of statistics. So, have you made a sort of an estimate of the volume of simulation you need compared to the data?
Okay,
Or is it meaningful and such?
that was one of the question which is listed later. Yeah, I mean we assume
Ah,
that
okay, sorry.
the at the moment we just assume that we have twice as much events as data for
Okay.
the generator, which may be a little bit too conservative. I mean we may perhaps like to have more simulation events at the end.
But
Yeah.
you don't currently have in the sophisticated enough generators that you would need for this kind of
I
dedicated
don't
studies.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But maybe I'm ignorant. Maybe I note this. I will ask around if we need specific computing needs for running generators. I will ask around. I'm not an
Okay.
expert. Just let
To
me
me,
note that.
it's not a question of having or not having. It's needing in terms of the physics
Needed.
systematics
Yeah.
or not, I think is the critical question.
So,
So
sorry, maybe.
do you need the development in terms of generators to meet the physics precision
No.
needs, like systematics accuracy and so on? Are the tools good enough in terms of systematics, for example, that you would be able to run analysis now, or do you need substantial developments to get more precise tools as well in terms of Monte Carlo generators?
That is a difficult question. Yeah, I mean the EP collision is relatively clean in terms of theoretical framework, so that you can extract the pattern density if you measure, if you reconstruct the lepton property more or less precisely. And we do not very strongly depend on the final state simulation, but as the precision goes to very precise regime, you need to have also a precise simulation of the final state because you select events, you may have some reduction of the systematics necessary depending on the type of the final state because the detector may respond somewhat differently. So, I'm sure that the improvement on the theoretical models in simulation of the, in simulating the final state would improve the precision, and that is what we like to have. But the also usually such kind of tools come only when the experiment is about to start. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, we like to have such kind of improvement, but the if it is critical for the success of the experiment, I would say the answer is not quite. We can do the experiment without with the tool we have.
Okay.
But I will ask around.
Very good. Okay, so you basically already answered also the next point, so the common software stacks already.
Yeah, I have maybe
You
a stupid
mentioned.
question here because you quote using FCC software. Wouldn't it be easier for you to use to reuse either Alice Atlas CMS software? I mean, your
I mean,
final states
yes.
are probably closer to that than to FCC E, I mean.
Okay, I'm not knowledgeable on Alice software, but the IDA CMS or Atlas framework may be convenient, yes.
Sorry, but when you say FCC studies, are you meaning FCCEE or FCCHH?
Both
Mm.
I mean the FCC EE has a reconstruction to, for example, like the particle that I mean I mean particle flow algorithm, yeah, for reconstructing hadrons, I mean jets in best energy resolution. That kind of tool should be useful for us.
Have
Okay.
you thought about the manpower issues related to the software development? I mean, we mentioned E4HAP also in these terms, right? That sharing resources and so on. You say that you'll reuse what others develop, of course, also to save on manpower. But do you have any? Have you discussed any sort of concerns or commitments or collaborations that you find critical, like? HAP software foundation, key for HAP and so on.
I'm sure that we will face to the shortage of the manpower in terms of software development. I mean, our team is very small, and it will continue to be not huge. Even if something happens and the LHCC is approved, we have to prepare the experiment together with the ongoing Atlas CMS experiment and also Alice. Yeah, so I think sharing the effort with other experiment is very important, but that's what I naively think. We haven't really discussed about it.
Okay, thank you. Shall we move to the AI?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
The impact of the AI, okay. I mean, the simple answer is yes. Yeah, I mean, the AI is everywhere. It certainly improves the flavor tagging or gluon quark distinction from the dead zone and so on and so on. And without that, we would have just less performant. On the other hand, I don't know whether I have a no good projection on what AI can do much in the future, whether it can do even much better than what we have already achieved for past several years. Actually, I have not much idea. How is the discussion on this
So,
respect?
yeah, so there are various components that are being proposed, mainly also for High Lumi LHC or being developed already now, like the generative modeling, fast, some sort of very fast simulation that would
Yes.
learn on the full simulation, so sort of a parametric replacement to increase the statistics is all the rage lately. Then foundation models, for example, so that you would have some sort of a big, humongous neural network that would take for input everything that comes to mind, and you could derive either optimized analysis or detector design or whatever from this particular base, for example, which is basically training your own ChatGPT sort of thing. And then get suggestions. So there are a lot of these sort of concepts there. Plus, of course, using AI on hardware like on FPGAs for triggering, of course, is now all important on the LHC for High Lumi and other hardware solutions paired to AI as well. Beyond the obvious here.
What I would immediately think is that, I mean, nowadays it is very difficult to simulate the trigger hardware, for example, or the, I mean, the reconstruction hardware. If we put more and more FPGA type online devices to select our events or to reconstruct the events, there are huge lookup table there, which we cannot really simulate in our software because the memory is we need is too huge, and there we need some sort of generative AI models. Yeah, I'm sure that we need that kind of things for, but this is already perhaps starting in the 4D LHC. So we would certainly need such kind of effort. I mean, the improvement in the computing. Yeah. I didn't know about optimizing the detector using AI. That is perhaps what we should try. I haven't thought about.
Yeah, I mean you're in a good position. We just had a discussion with the Linear Collider, and they of course have through the decades developed very detailed already detector designs that they of course don't want to abandon because they spent a lot of time optimizing. But here, if you have a new sort of new approach, I think there are a lot of eager experts that would might like to help with the. With this kind of efforts or trials, right? EOKAIF mode,
I
Tommaso
see, I
knows
see.
people better, I think. So maybe it's a thing to pursue.
Yes. For us, the most one of the most difficult thing to realize the experiment is the MDI machine detector interface because we have a huge synchrotron radiation. Which may hit our detector, even though we carefully prepare the masks to shield them, from the electron beam, yeah, and the design of the interaction point region using AI actually might help.
Yeah, would be very interesting to see. I mean, just from personal perspective. So
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
maybe we can pursue. You can pursue such things. Would be very interesting, I think.
Okay.
Okay, but anyhow, we can move on, I think.
Is
So we cover
AI
these,
already
right?
budgeted in your estimate? Not yet. No.
Yeah.
And we haven't
Methodologies we
really.
covered, just covered, so, but maybe yes, okay.
Which are methodologies? Okay, I have just learned about the
Yeah.
practical examples, so we haven't yet done, but we may like to pass in that direction. Yes, that's very interesting. Are you expecting large simulation generator level needs computing wise? Okay, yeah, the answer would be yes, but perhaps not huge computing resource necessary. But I mean, the LHCC has zero budget at the moment. Yeah, I mean, we have zero computing resource to do what kind of whatever of the simulation at the moment. It's a completely volunteer basis. So in that sense, we really need much larger computing resources. But compared to the what is you being used by the existing LHC experiment, perhaps the resource is much smaller. Yeah, but we need something,
If I'm not wrong, in the other paper that you sent us, you were quoting 0.7 million spec for a real data taking here. So I guess right now it's much less than this. So it's probably going in the, yeah, maybe you have the same numbers down here.
Yeah, I
I
think
think you should
so.
be able to use web parasitically these kind of resources. Can it fit? Is there a problem?
Right. Yeah, we really hope that that kind of things will be allowed at some moment. The first simulation, yes, and the. Our physics study has been done all by fast simulation at the moment. We are preparing the GM4 simulation, but we haven't yet finished that because of lack of manpower. But we use DD4 HEP to realize the GM4 simulation. And in order to, if the if LHCC is approved, then we need to seriously design the detector. And for that, we need detailed GM4 simulation for sure. So yeah, I wrote personal expectation that at the beginning, we don't need much resource to simulate with exact simulation like GM4. But the later, as time gets closer, since our experiment rather critically depend on the, for example, hadronic energy scale, hadron simulation, I mean the hadron calorimeter responses, and for that we either use GN4 or we have a good beam test so that we could implement the response of the detector into fast simulation, hopefully with the help of generative model, AI model or whatever. That's what I would naively expect, but the conservatively, we would like to have a lot of GN4 simulation, I think. I'm not answering anything, but
No,
but it's reasonable.
okay.
Yeah.
Now the computing resource. Okay, this running scenario is okay, not extensively yet discussed yet within our collaboration, actually. So the. But since we are asked to have provide such kind of information in this benchmark framework, I throw this proposal to our collaborators, and basically I got very little response, meaning that people are perhaps satisfied with something like 10 kilohertz trigger rate. We need to see whether this is really enough. I think it is enough, but because at the end we take quite a bit of events like this number, which is something like just 1.5 order of magnitude smaller than this TerraZ project. Yeah. I mean, the FCCE fast running, they will take really huge number of events. And we are one or two orders of magnitude smaller, which is already quite a gorgeous proposal, I think.
Yeah, you don't have sites per event and computing per event, but you add them in the other document, so we can probably refer to this. Oh, you don't have them. Yeah, right. Yeah, sorry.
No, okay. These are again the back of envelope calculation, I have to say. But okay, 100, this is something like, I don't remember exactly, but if I understand correctly, Atlas without any pileup would use something like 10 times more than this computing resource. Maybe this is a little bit too optimistic, but
I think you can even be pessimistic. I don't think that Atlas at pileup zero needs 1,000 per second.
no,
Well,
so I think it's reasonable, yeah.
yeah. I mean, we have various events. I mean, the final state may be very absent, like just 10 hadrons. For locus events, or sometimes final state has 30, 40 tracks, but it's not huge number of tracks in most of the events. So I hope that this is at least order of magnitude is correct.
It should be. Same for
Okay.
sizes, looks reasonable, I
Yeah,
think.
yeah. Okay, then another thing. I hope that this I'm not doing mistaking my calculation. Yeah.
Well, the size per event also depends on the number of channels and the granularity of the detector, basically, which we, at least I
Yes.
honestly don't know. Are you putting inside these evaluations because you already know how would be the detector, or you're just saying we reuse Atlas, we reuse ALICE, we reuse CMS, which is the strategy there for the detector?
Okay. The for the calorimeter, we would have much more channels, if not as many as FCCE detectors. On the other hand, I guess we can somewhat compress that information when we record it.
Yeah, in the original answers to the, I mean the answers to our original benchmarks, you seem to interpolate between the 5 megabytes for Atlas at Hi-Lumi LHC and 20 kilobytes for EPIC at the EIC, and there in between by the order of magnitude is 100 kilobytes, which yeah, I guess it's a sort of back of the envelope. You didn't simulate them, of course, in
No,
detail yet, but
we
yeah,
didn't.
it's
But
reasonable. The order of
thank you.
magnitude shouldn't be too wrong. Okay.
Thank you. I mean, the EPIC is perhaps compressing a lot,
You're going up by order of magnitude, which sounds reasonable.
I was even asked by many people whether our event is so large or not, and my answer is that the as exactly I said to you, number of channels in the calorimeter is much more than what EPIC will have, because we would like to have a calorimeter which is which looks closer to the E plus E minus Higgs factory type calorimeter. If the budget allows, it's very, very expensive. So that is one of the things we need to really revise at some moment. But at the moment, the plan is that we would have this almost digital-like calorimeter.
Okay, so I said when we'll compile these numbers together to have a common base with the rest of the experiments, we'll run them past you. So we'll show them to you and send them around for evaluation anyhow. So then we can do some sort of tuning if it turns out that it's needed or
Okay.
that we got something wrong. So
Right.
at present, this looks perfectly reasonable.
There is also the point that my understanding is that this experiment would run for like 5, 6 years, because the intention is to have it in the hole between LHC and LCC. So these numbers
Right.
don't multiply by 20 years, 30 years
No.
like others do.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah,
Our
sorry, I
official
didn't see it.
statement is 6 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is very optimistic. I mean, I don't know whether we can really complete the experiment in this short time, but so does for the FCCE program. Yeah. I mean, the 15 years of FCCE program, sounds very, very optimistic.
Okay. So we have the last point, I think.
New technologies. Here, new technologies mean very new
Anything
technologies,
from
like, yeah,
quantum
please.
computing, anything that's
Oh.
new on the market, some sort of dedicated machine learning type hardware, for example, or next generation, since you're from Atlas, the next generation FPK that you would need, or something similar, right? Probably not according to what we discussed,
No,
but
no. Of course, as time goes by, we may like to adopt such kind of new platforms, but n that's not what we are thinking about at the moment.
okay. not exciting, but conservative, which is fine.
Yeah,
You can.
we are small team. We haven't really thought about it. We are going to learn.
By the
So,
way, when was this project first designed? I think it's very early, right? I mean, very late. I mean, it depends on which direction you
recent,
think.
yeah.
Very recent, yeah.
The first CDR was submitted in 2013, and there was already an idea in 2007, I think.
Oh, yeah, wow, yeah, over a beer probably by that time. Very
But
good.
of course, we didn't know about Higgs mass in 2007, and we didn't know that we could produce some amount of Higgs in EP collisions if we combine the LHC beam and the 50 GeV electrons from ERL. That is relatively new knowledge. And then after that, we decided to increase our luminosity so that our project becomes also moderately. Our project also produces moderate amount of Higgs in the final state. So in that development is fairly recent, but still it is it it started something like 2015, and then we updated our CDR in 2021. And after that, we haven't really changed our proposal.
Yeah, so CDR is recent, yeah, 2021.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions? No. Okay, so I don't know if I'll manage to pronounce it properly, but I learned it from our Japanese colleagues. Otsukaresama deshita.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Domo
So
So, thank you very much.
I will upload the recording to the same web page. If you can send me these slides, I will just put also that so we are done and we have the complete information there. Okay?
Okay, I will send you immediately.
Thanks a lot.
I
Excellent.
thank you very
Fantastic.
much.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time and the crazy hour you're still awake.
No problem
So,
at all.
okay. So, yeah, see you.
Now,
Have a lovely
okay.
evening.
Yeah, have a nice evening to you.
Thank
Bye
you. You
bye.
too.